What's in a McDonald's Big Mac? I'm actually gonna show you what's in a Big Mac, what's in their French fries, what's in the chicken nuggets, what's in a McRib, which is now back, and the secret ingredient in their salt. You guys aren't gonna believe this. Come on, how's it going?
It's going good, how about you?
Can I get a Big Mac? 6-piece chicken nuggets, small. Oh yeah, the ranch and the sweet and sour, a McRib, and a small fries.
Did you like any ketchup on the side with that?
Yeah, you guys make the burgers. Do you cook the burgers in any oil or is it just straight on the grill?
I'm not really sure because I don't really cook at all.
Can we ask him?
Mm-hmm. No oil.
Just the patties go straight on the grill.
Yeah, we just put the patties straight on the grill and then it cooks like that.
Okay.
But there's obviously oil accumulated just from the meat.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yep.
There you go. That's a little tidbit for you guys. If you're in a pinch, the quarter pound beef patties at McDonald's are 100% beef. Maybe not the best beef in the world, but they don't use seed oils on the grill here. Let's go sit down and we'll see what comes out with the rest of this food. This is quite a spread of diabetes, obesity, chronic disease, and unhappiness, but I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna start with the chicken nuggets here. Trust me, I get it. I used to eat chicken nuggets as a kid. So these are chicken meat with bleached wheat flour added. The problem with bleached wheat flour is some of the chemicals they use to bleach the wheat flour can be harmful for humans, like chlorine dioxide. There's obviously a breading, which is a wheat-based breading, and that is cooked in 4 different types of seed oils: corn, canola, soybean, and hydrogenated soybean oil to make these chicken nuggets. Hydrogenated soybean oil, that's like a trans fat. You know that's gonna be a problematic thing because of how it's processed, extra heated. But the fact that there are 4 seed oils in chicken nuggets means that you're gonna be getting tons of this fat, linoleic acid, which I'm not a fan of. Why do I not like linoleic acid? High level, not to get too technical, linoleic acid accumulates in your body. It accumulates in all the cell membranes, your mitochondrial membranes. It messes up the way you make energy in your mitochondria by causing proton leak across the inner mitochondrial membrane. The seed oils also can break down into harmful compounds called the HODs and the HEATs. These are called oxlams or oxylipins, etc. All right, I got a little technical. That was maybe a little more technical than high level. Basically, seed oils are something that humans never would have been exposed to before 100 years ago. They were used as machine lubricants, and now they're a huge part of our food supply. They're in basically everything on this table. And in contrast, animal fats like tallow and butter were all we ate for thousands and thousands of years of humans. Is it any wonder that before the early 1900s, things like cancer and autoimmune disease were much more rare, cardiovascular disease, heart attacks were almost unheard of, and since then, these have increased massively. Obviously, there are many things that have caused these health conditions to skyrocket in the last 100 to 115 years, but I think seed oils are a major contributor to this. Not a huge fan of chicken nuggets, but I think that a lot of kids out there have eaten a lot of these oils, and that is contributing to childhood obesity, childhood diabetes, behavioral problems. There's nothing good about chicken nuggets at McDonald's. We've also got the dipping sauces for the chicken nuggets. You've got the sweet and sour sauce, first ingredient, high fructose corn syrup. Ranch dressing, first ingredient, is not any sort of dairy. It's, say it with me, soybean oil. So problematic seed oils and high fructose corn syrup, the highly processed, essentially weaponized form of sugar in sweet and sour sauce with your chicken McNugget dipping sauces. Major problems. Next up, McDonald's French fries. Guess how many ingredients are in McDonald's French fries? They should be potatoes, tallow, and salt. McDonald's used to cook in tallow, but then an eccentric millionaire in the 1990s convinced them that tallow was somehow contributing to heart disease.
Sokolov shouts, "That's not true. Your fries are cooked in animal fat." The McDonald's guy gets flustered, tries to say something. Sokolov doesn't let him finish.
It's vegetable and
beef
shortening.
They are 90 to 95% beef tallow.
It's vegetable and beef shortening.
That comes from your company.
When in fact, the seed oils that they replace the tallow with are the actual contributors to heart disease. Regardless, it is a tragedy that McDonald's no longer cooks their fries in tallow. These fries have 19 ingredients. 19 ingredients in these fries. They are cooked in 4 different types of seed oils: corn, soybean, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, which is gonna have a lot of trans fats, and canola oil. What else is in here? Dimethyl polysiloxane. It's a huge word. It's an anti-foaming agent used in the oils and the fryers. It's a silicone derivative that is also found in Silly Putty. So there are Silly Putty ingredients in your French fries, but we're not done yet. They also contain THBQ, a chemical preservative, which is associated with cancers in lab animals and is a reason that many foods cannot be sold at healthy grocery stores like Whole Foods. In fact, Whole Foods will not sell Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Reese's Pieces because they contain THBQ, but they're fine in the McDonald's French fries. And the salt at McDonald's, well, I'm gonna tell you the secret ingredient in the salted McDonald's at the end, guys, but you won't believe it. The salted McDonald's actually has three ingredients. Stay tuned. The French fries at McDonald's are their biggest seller year over year. These are almost certainly the worst thing you could possibly get here, causing you to be more hungry, filling you with seed oils, filling you with preservatives, filling you with silly putty ingredients. The French fries at McDonald's are an absolute nightmare for your metabolism, but they're the most popular thing here. 19 ingredients in French fries, crazy. As a plug, McDonald's, please start cooking your French fries in tallow. I will do a video about that. If you just have one store anywhere in the United States that cooks your French fries in tallow, I will fly there and do a video about it. McDonald's, heads up to you. What's next? Ketchup. You're gonna put ketchup on your fries, right? Well, what do you think is in ketchup? It should just be tomatoes and salt. But the ketchup at McDonald's contains high fructose corn syrup, and natural flavors, along with tomatoes, salt, and distilled vinegar. So basically at McDonald's so far, you've got seed oils and high fructose corn syrup every which way you turn. Is it any wonder that eating here will cause you to become supersized also? No. I hope you guys are enjoying this video. I've got a deal for you. If you hit that like and subscribe button right now, it helps me make these videos. I want to keep making these videos with free information that you can share with your friends and your family to help you lead better, healthier lives. So here's the deal. If you hit that like and subscribe button right now, I will do my best. I promise that I will keep making these videos that are interesting, that are funny, that are educational, that are free for you. Thank you, my friends. Now back to the video. All right, guys, next up, the Big Mac. This is really the thing that made McDonald's famous as far as I can tell. And I've seen experiments where people have Big Macs and they put them on their shelves for 5 or 6 years and they look essentially exactly the same. That's pretty freaking scary because if I take a burger patty that I make at home and I cook it, in 5 or 6 days, that thing is gonna be moldy or have actual real decay because it's real food. You know that when something lasts for 5 or 6 years, there's a problem. So the bun, it's just bread, right? Nope. In the bun, there are two different seed oils, canola and soybean oil and sugar. And that's just in the bun. You have a beef patty, which is probably the best part of your McDonald's Big Mac. This is 100% beef. That's great. The only part of this burger that has any redeeming value is the fact this is 100% beef. Obviously, it's not the best beef on the planet. It's not cooked in seed oils, so that's okay. Not great. If you're in a pinch, get a bunch of these, you'll be fine. You ever see how thin these are? It's like so thin. Next, you got some pickles. Pickles are just pickles, right? Nope. Pickles at McDonald's have 10 ingredients. 10 ingredients in pickles. Some of the ingredients are aluminum salts, polysorbate 80, and potassium sorbate. None of those are good for humans. And excess amounts of aluminum in our diets have been associated with increased rates of dementia like Alzheimer's. It's horrible. And these pickles are in a mix of some kind of secret sauce. Secret sauce is full of all the bad things. It's like the worst things in the McDonald's universe. Combined, you got high fructose corn syrup, you got soybean oil, which is a seed oil, you've got caramel color, and you've got propylene glycol. Like I said, the secret sauce is like the horrible love child of all the other bad things at McDonald's. Now, we're gonna go through this bun right here. You've got another beef patty, and stuck to that beef patty, you've got a piece of American, quote, cheese. So, American cheese is pretty crazy, guys. Not even real cheese, cannot even be called real cheese. It's a cheese product, and if you've seen my other videos, you know that American cheese is full of microplastics. You can look at that American cheese under a microscope, and there are tons of little microplastics in that American cheese. It's a cheese product. So you've got buns that are full of seed oils and sugar. You've got pickles with 10 ingredients. You've got seed oil, high fructose corn syrup, caramel color, polysorbate 80 lined secret sauce. I mean, you've got a Big Mac that'll stay on the shelf of your house as a museum piece for the next 6 years, but if you put it in your body, it's definitely gonna contribute to weight gain, metabolic dysfunction, and nothing good comes from this, guys. Salt at McDonald's, iodized salt. Usually salt is just sodium chloride, but the salt at McDonald's contains sodium chloride, sodium silicoaluminate, that is a derivative of aluminum, so you've got more aluminum in here. Remember, guys, that excess aluminum is associated with all sorts of neurologic issues in humans, and you've got dextrose, which is essentially sugar. So there's sugar in salted McDonald's and aluminum. That's crazy. Let's end it off, guys, with the McRib. When I was growing up, I ate too much McDonald's. Like I said, I was kind of a fat kid. The McRib is back. It's a big deal. So the McRib is pork. And as you can imagine, the bun of the McRib, no surprise, soybean oil and sugar in the bun. Interestingly, you've got some real onions here. You've got the famous McDonald's pickles with 10 ingredients that we just talked about. And then in the actual McRib, I just got some McRib sauce on my finger, trying to wipe it off. In the McRib and the sauce, you've got pork, you've got dextrose, which is sugar, you've got caramel color, you've got soybean oil, and you've got high fructose corn syrup. You've also got sodium benzoate, which is a preservative. Nothing to get excited about, in my opinion. A lot of barbecue sauce on there, full of all kinds of garbage, but it's badness. So yeah, guys, wow. We got chicken nuggets, french fries, sweet and sour, ranch, ketchup, Big Mac, McRib. This is a metabolic nightmare right here. Let me tell you guys how to do this better. If you want to do burgers, cook them on the grill. Cook grass-fed, grass-finished. Cook them in tallow. You're going to be great. I'm not a fan of bread in general because of the gluten, but definitely don't eat bread that's full of seed oils and sugar. If you want to do chicken nuggets, you can get a high-quality chicken, and you could cook it in some butter for your kids. That's probably the best you can do. Definitely don't use a salt that's going to have sugar and sodium silico aluminate in it. French fries, I'm not a huge fan of potatoes, but if you like potatoes, you can make french fries cooked in tallow with a good salt. That's gonna be much healthier than this. McRib, look, there's tons of ways to eat good pork. Get a pastured pork, cook it on the grill, use a barbecue sauce that's not full of seed oils and high fructose corn syrup, and you'll be way better. There are lots of ketchups out there that don't have high fructose corn syrup and natural flavors in them. And there are definitely ways to make sauces like these that are better than this ranch and sweet and sour, because these have horrible things in them, high fructose corn syrup and seed oil. So you can eat foods like this. You can eat amazingly healthy, nutritive foods that taste great, but with a little bit of attention to the way you make them, you can avoid all the toxins that are in this meal. Over 60% of the calories that we eat as Americans are ultra processed food, like this. And I hope that this video helps you understand why Americans are so sick, fat, and unhealthy. If you eat ultra-processed food, you are getting all sorts of these toxins. They're poisons for your metabolism. They're causing you to be hungry. They're causing you to gain weight. They are causing you to eventually develop things like diabetes, metabolic dysfunction, and that just leads to misery. So this is a swift path to obesity, to low libido, to diabetes, to arthritis, to all sorts of issues. I believe that all of us have a birthright to life that is full of energy, libido, strength, and resilience. This is not how you get there. But like I said, there's many ways to improve on all this that'll definitely improve your health. So let's go find somebody to give this stuff away to or put it in the trash. Oof, that was brutal, guys. There's some garbage in those foods. So McDonald's, is it any wonder that eating here contributes to all sorts of problems in humans? Is it any wonder that supersize me is a real thing? Not when you think about the fact that there's high fructose corn syrup, preservatives, polysorbate 80, potassium sorbate, seed oils, in all the foods here, guys. So it's really clear. If you want to be healthier, if you want to lose weight, it doesn't have to be complicated. Get rid of ultra-processed foods like this in your diet. Just eat real foods. Eat real meat. Eat real fruit. Eat some vegetables. Knock yourself out. I don't care. But eat real food. Stop eating this, and you will be so much healthier. And if you guys think that cost is prohibitive or cost is an issue, this is just as expensive as it would be to go to Walmart or Target or any regular grocery store and get a very simple animal-based diet of meat and fruit, honey and avocados. I've done lots of videos. I'll link to them down below. I'll put a link in this video to how to eat animal-based for less than $15 a day. You can't tell me that McDonald's is cheaper than that, guys. There's lots of ways to eat healthier that are very affordable. You don't need to eat this garbage and you'll be much healthier. That's all there is to it.